Welcome back to another episode of Alchemy This. Packing a bindle and hopping on this runaway train is me, Cole Stratton. Kevin Pollak is busy shooting the prequel to Buffalo 66, Buffalo 65. Let's go ahead and meet today's alchemist. First up, she's the only one who knows where Hidden Valley Ranch really is, Vanessa Raglan. V, what's your go-to salad dressing?
Oh, no dressing usually. I put yellow mustard on a salad.
What?
That is disgusting. Dressing.
It's upsetting. Or olive oil and then just salt and pepper. I want to taste the veg.
I'm so glad I asked that randomly weird question.
Absolutely insane.
All right, he's so unbelievable, EMF wrote a song about him, Craig Kakowski. Craig, what's your guilty pleasure 90s song?
I like, was this in the 90s, Legend of a Cowgirl by Imani Coppola?
Might have been.
Yeah.
What a guilty pleasure.
I don't feel that guilty about it. Torn, Natalie Imbruglia.
There you go.
Oh, yes. That fits.
That was great. Nice.
Something we all know.
Taste the Veg. Just trying to get that hashtag started.
Yellow mustard.
Next up, she'll swim like 5 minutes after eating and she don't give a fuck. It's Carla Kakowski. Carla, what little life rebellion do you like doing?
You know, I will skip flossings.
Bad girl.
Take that, teeth.
But we have one scheduled at 6 o'clock today.
We do. You're right. And I can't get out of it.
He's the master of every accent except one, James Heaney. Heen Wolf, what one accent can you just not wrap your head around?
I have a hard time doing anything from Norwegian. It's not funny. I struggle with it.
From Norwegian.
That's what we all call it. Every day we refer to it that way. And finally, he's only free to podcast when he isn't throwing chairs in the amateur wrestling ring, Joey Greer. Joey, what nickname do you wrestle under?
The Stinkler.
Ew.
That checks out.
Definitely checks out.
All right, let's get to our first scene. All of today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, yes,
can I
Vanessa.
Give one shout out?
Sure.
Are we allowed to do that? My nephew. I'm ruining him. He listens to the podcast and he loves it so much.
Shout out.
He follows everybody on Instagram. But just a shout out to Tom Sketsy because he's the best and he's so great.
He gives a lot of love.
How old is he?
He gives a lot of love. 14.
Nice.
Do you get in trouble from your family for?
My sister hasn't listened to the show,
thank
and my
God,
family's
don't
never
ever
listened
let her.
To anything I've done. So he's the only one who knows who I am.
Skip the one about the dog with thumbs.
I think he's already been there.
Oh boy. Well, all of our today's scene suggestions were gathered from our listeners' emails. If you'd like to submit yours, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Here's our first scene suggestion for the day. Hey, guys. Huge fan of the show. Been listening since the very first episode. You make my long bike ride to school fly by, and I sometimes almost crash because I'm crying laughing. Here's the premise. A world leader is on a diplomatic visit to another country when the leader suddenly dies. Information security would not be an issue if it weren't for the fact that the leader's pet parrot, who accompanied them to every meeting, meal, conference, was captured by the intelligence service of the foreign country. The agents attempt to get as much information from the parrot before anyone notices it's gone. Thanks for all the laughs, Stephen S. from Texas. P.S. Lay off James. He's got it hard enough as it is.
And here is the president of Norwegian.
Say something, president, like only you can.
Oh my God, I think he died.
Did you kill him?
No, I didn't kill him. I just presented you the
James,
present.
I thought we just couldn't understand his thick Norwegian accent.
No. I think he's dead. I think he was choking the whole time.
You must have killed him.
No, I didn't.
Were you holding onto his neck?
Well, yes, but I thought that was just a form of hello. I didn't know that.
Oh my God.
Okay. You
fuck,
know what?
Fuck.
Oh. God damn it.
Forget you saw anything, bird.
Forget I saw anything.
Good. Okay, you know
I can't
what?
Understand him in his thick Norwegian accent.
I'll be him. I'll be the president of Norwegian.
What?
I'll wear his skin.
You'll wear his skin.
Yes, I'll cut his skin.
You're
off.
Panicking. You're not thinking clearly.
I'm thinking, if I look this
way. In all fairness, I happen to be the vice president of Norwegian. Maybe I could do it.
Holy shit. Scared the hell out of me.
I'm sorry. I couldn't help but notice that he died. Yes. I should probably be the next in line.
Sure, if that's
what?
How the succession works.
What are you
works.
Saying?
Wait. Why are we finding the successor before we deal with the death? If we don't find the successor, that's not our job.
This is a pretty big moment for me.
Can we get a translator? We need a translator.
I don't know what this
guy's doing. I can translate.
Okay, yeah.
He just wanted to wear human skin. We can't trust him.
I was freaking out. Claire, relax, okay?
I am relaxed.
Okay, cool.
Okay, Mr. Vice President, say that again. We're going to translate.
You don't have to shout at me. I can understand English very well.
Okay. What's he saying?
I am now the president.
What's he saying?
He can understand this very well. He is...
I am now the president.
Yeah, he is now the resident.
He's president. Now the president.
President. He's president.
He's setting a precedent?
Yes. Okay. Of...
I'm the new leader of Norwegia.
Okay, he's the new leader of Norwegia.
There's no such thing as Norwegia.
Hail Norwegia.
I can't understand the parrot. I've got a translator parrot in the other room. I'm going to go
get it. Get a translator parrot.
Get it.
So, I do think that's a good idea to cut the skin and wear it.
Okay, so he agrees with me?
He agrees
with cutting the skin and wearing it.
Cut the skin and wear it.
The last thing we want to do is make people think that we don't have a real good, strong leadership.
But, wait, I didn't understand that.
He wants to make sure that I'm the leader.
No. I'm the leader, but you're going to wear the skin and you'll take the orders from me.
Why are we wearing skin?
All right, I'm the translator parrot.
Oh,
so all I can business. Translate the parrot.
Wow.
This is
I
a
can't
lovely
understand
bird.
That bird.
But that parrot has a lot of attitude.
Yeah, I don't know if I like that bird.
I'm ready to translate.
Why are you judging the parrot? She's professional.
I'm doing my job.
Well, she's enunciating too much.
No, if a man parrot was doing this, you'd love the fucking thing.
I don't know if that's true, Claire.
Plus that is absolutely true. Claire. You don't like this professional parrot because it's a female.
You know, maybe if the parrot wasn't wearing pants. You know?
No, maybe if you didn't say that you wanted to wear a man's skin...
Where is skin?
He said, where is his skin?
It's on the body,
It's
Herod.
On the body.
Okay.
I am the corrector. He said, wear his skin, not where is
what
his
did
skin.
He say?
Okay, he's saying, wear the skin, not where is.
I can't understand him. I can only understand the parrot.
No, I can understand. I'm a translator.
Parrot.
I'm a translator.
He said, I'm a translator. He was talking about me. I am the translator.
Are you... A parrot, 100% parrot, are you something? What else is going on with you?
I'm 60% parrot and 40% Norwegian born.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow.
It must have been really tough for you at the academy.
It was. And I only get paid 60 cents on the dollar of my counterparts.
Wow. I feel you, honey. Yeah. I'm in the same boat. And look at these idiots.
That's a really beautiful heritage, though, by the way.
Thank you. It's
Can we focus on the problem here? There is a dead Norwegia.
Why don't we just report the death?
No, that's a very bad idea. This
Why?
Is a big weekend.
And
what weekend is it?
Oh, you
it's
do understand?
Norwegian. It's the Norwegian.
Wait a second, Claire. Do you understand him or not?
I speak Norwegian.
Oh, my fucking God.
Oh, wow. Now it's coming out.
Do you speak Norwegia or Norwegian?
I actually speak both.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, you're more qualified than I am.
No, don't say that.
It's true.
No, you are doing more than what you need to do, okay?
Okay, well, I got your back, girl.
I got your back, girl.
I got your back, girl.
Now, shut up. He was just making fun of us.
I felt
you understood.
Yeah.
You understood.
Look.
I was trying to hide that credential because, as you know, I get judged if I underperform. I get judged if I overperform.
Because you don't perform.
I perform every day.
Claire.
I performed for years with you, James.
I can't stress this enough. I was tired,
okay? Oh, were you tired? Tired
yes.
for 3 years?
I was tired.
You know, I passed the detective exam for him.
That sounds illegal.
You took the test for him?
Okay, we don't need...
Okay, pencils down, everyone.
Pencils down.
Claire.
What?
Claire.
What?
Look, when I get up to leave, you're going to have to stay under my shirt, okay?
What?
Look... No one can know you're here, okay?
Okay, now I'm handing out part two of the detective exam.
Thank you.
Shit.
Okay.
And pencils up.
Okay, stick your arms through my shirt.
You're going to have to read the questions. I can't see anything.
I can't read the questions.
Okay,
put your arms through my shirt.
Okay.
Okay, all right.
Okay, you're gonna have to collect the tests afterwards, okay?
Okay.
All right, I'm going to stay here under your shirt to help you out through this.
Okay, thank you so much. I don't know how to proctor a test.
Obviously, but don't worry, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay, I know exactly what I'm doing.
All right, part three of your exam, shooting accuracy here is a Here's your gun there. We'll put the target back.
Thank you. I just have something in my chest. It's fine. Claire, I can't give you eye goggles or earmuffs, okay?
What?
You're going to have to do this.
I can do this blind.
Guns up, guys.
Guns up.
Guns up. Okay, put your arms through my sleeve.
They're through it.
Okay. And fire.
How am I doing?
We're bad.
Oh my god. You killed me.
Oh my god.
It's under your shirt.
You shot the real proctor.
What?
You shot the real proctor. I'm a phony. I'm not a proctor.
Well, it sounds like you passed with flying colors.
I did, Claire.
It doesn't count as you passing just because I was under your shirt.
My
James.
Name is on the certificate, which means I passed.
We need to take ourselves very seriously right now.
This is a big weekend for Norwegia.
If they find out that our president is dead,
oh my God.
then we might not have a successful dependent weekend. That wasn't clear.
They're
declaring their dependence.
Norwegia is declaring their independence.
So it's an independence weekend.
No, dependence.
Wait, you're declaring your dependence.
Yes.
Who are you dependent on?
Norwegia.
Wait, you are Norwegia.
No, we are. I'm sorry, lost in translation.
Dependence Day.
We have a dead Norwegia president. Okay.
Whose phone is that?
That's his phone.
Answer the phone.
That's his phone. Hello.
Who can do his voice?
I have the closest thing to his accent.
I don't know how to fucking answer the thing.
I'll answer it.
I don't know how to fucking answer.
Hello.
It's still ringing. What do you mean you know how to answer it?
I don't know. It's a fingerprint.
Okay.
There we go. Hello.
Hello.
This is the Vice President of Norwegia. Is there something I can help you with?
I'm calling the President of Norwegia.
He's busy right now.
Okay.
Do you want to call back later?
Yeah, I'll call back later.
Thank you.
What is he saying?
It seemed like it was a personal call, and he's going to call back later.
It seemed like it was a personal call, he was going to call back later.
Shut up, James.
Dude, shut up.
No, look, I won't.
I got one job here, okay? And it's to translate for this fucking idiot. All right, I'm going to do it.
I actually understand English pretty well, and you also pointed at me when you said the fucking idiot.
Point at you, okay? Look, outside that door, what is there, huh? 60, 70 other nations. Ready to talk about denuclearization, all right?
And we want to declare our dependence on them.
And there's no president.
Is that what's outside that door?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
All right, so we got to focus up here.
Guys, I have a suitcase full of string and pulley. I mean, maybe we could...
Why didn't you say that earlier?
I'm using it this weekend.
Wait, for what?
What are we doing with it? Hold on. Why did you understand what we could do with string and pulley?
Oh, come on. You never seen...
Weekend at Bernie's? We love that movie in Norwegia.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we're going to string up the body?
We mock him up, and then he stands behind him and just speaks for him.
Yeah.
Or in his shirt.
I think you'll need a woman to stand behind him. Standing behind him.
Yes,
I don't know if that's necessary.
Behind every man, I'll tell you what, there's a woman.
That's impossible, okay?
That's not impossible.
There's more women than there is men.
So exactly, behind every man there's a woman, and then there's extra women
also.
The
number doesn't make sense. There's more women.
Oh, you can't do math.
Oh, man, he's right. I'm looking through the blinds right now. There's 60 or 70 countries out there.
Oh, shit.
Polish land is there, and Englandia, Australalia.
Oh, God. These are big guys.
Deutsch is there.
Oh, my God.
This is a very big weekend. We can't mess this up. Let's get these pulleys strung, and we'll go out there, and no one will know the difference.
All right, let's get out there. This is the. I vote for the dependence and everybody in Francia.
Mm-hmm.
So I use the floor to Norwegia.
Mm-hmm.
As a representative of England, I say that there's something that I like more than Jesse Lang, Noogle, and Rabbit. So let's all do the same for this now, and we all know that you guys pieces of.
Pull the pulley.
It looks like a corpse. It looks dead.
Make him wave.
Now for the keynote, the president of Norwegia.
Hello, I'm the president of Norwegia, and this is my famous parrot.
There's been a murder.
Don't listen to the parrot. He's a classic liar and jokester.
Is there a translator? Is anyone to translate what he said?
So today we'd like to declare our dependence on the world.
Dependence Day.
It's Dependence Day. So if you guys wouldn't mind giving all of the power that you could make from nuclear energy and helping Norija with it.
Great, you're sounding really good so far. You're doing great. Stand up a little bit straighter.
Okay.
Wiggle the head less.
What the? Okay.
The head so looks like
why
a dead
is he
head.
Saying no? He's shaking his head.
Smile
no.
more. Smile more.
I don't have a control. I don't have control of the smile of the corpse.
Make it smile.
Parrot, I was talking to you. Smile more. Smile more.
I'm trying to smile.
Well, with that vote for dependence, I think we have a majority, so let us stand and do the celebratory dance of dependence.
And let's sit on hands.
What?
1 foot, 2 foot, 3 foot, four foot, five foot, six foot, seven foot, eight foot, five foot, four foot. Now everyone pair off and kiss.
What is this? The Norwegian guy doesn't know the steps. He's very clumsy.
No, it's another thing. This is just the normal dance that we do in Norwegian. It's very slightly different from the one that the world does.
I don't know. Peas and carrots, peas and carrots,
peas and carrots, peas and carrots,
peas and carrots,
peas and carrots.
Hey, Parrot. Noticed you didn't have anyone to kiss at the end of the dance.
Yeah, I was just standing by myself.
Yeah, I was just standing behind the corpse.
Well, if
life's
you would
so weird,
like
right?
to kiss, I mean, is that what you were?
I don't even know what you do with a beak.
Well, I can.
I don't.
I can nuzzle you.
Oh,
nuzzle.
Oh, ooh,
nuzzle.
Not bad at all.
Get some brandy for the woman and some seeds.
Thank you.
Well, just another typical day here at the Untied Nations.
And that's the first scene. Oh, man.
Keep it real.
Keep it real. Keep it grounded.
Keep it real.
Keep it real.
All right, scene two. Hello, you merry band of outcasts. My friends and I, all fans of the show, recently had a weekend get-together, and through excessive partying, the most macho guy of the group ended up with a new butterfly tattoo in the area known as the tramp stamp.
Oh. Wow.
None of us remembered how it happened. Thought you all could refresh our memories. Cheers, Sasha.
Drink.
All right, I'm drinking already.
But you're the most macho guy here.
Yeah,
but you're crazy, son of a bitch.
I'm crazy. Watch me be crazy. Oh, bang of my head into the wall.
Oh, Butch, relax.
Oh, I got a bloody nose.
Who wants the mozzarella sticks?
Yeah, that's for the table.
We all want them.
But you know, Butch gets first stick.
Yeah,
Butch.
Butch, you ate them all, you son of a bitch.
I didn't even use my hands.
Butch, you're a badass. I'm going to bring another table on the house. I mean, another thing of. Oh my God.
Bring another table on the house.
Bring another table.
Okay, here's a table. I'm also going to get mozzarella sticks. I'll be right back.
That's great.
Oh, guys, this is like the best night of my life. I feel so drunk.
You really think so, Butch? Then you should probably, like, get something to remember tonight by.
Like, my driver's license.
No, you can't drive. You're drunk.
We should all get commemorative coins.
Yeah, yeah, bro. Let's get commemorative coins.
Let's mint our own coin.
No. You know what? I lose stuff all the time. I can't even get a pair of Oakleys that I can't lose.
There's someone saying they're in the market for commemorative coins.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, yeah. Coins.
Well, me and my daddy run a little mine down the road. And if y'all wanted to come after you're done with
hell yeah, let's go now.
Yeah, let's go now. Let's take the table with us.
Can we have those sticks to go?
Yeah, they're on the way.
We're taking the table to go too.
Okay. Beer pong.
Bye.
Beer pong.
So now we're going to go under this little bramble thicket. We're getting closer to the mine.
Damn,
this is going to scratch your back up something.
Hey, y'all, I brought a roadie who wants a little shot.
Nice. I'll take a shot. Take a little swig.
I'll take a shot. I'll take three.
Butch.
Anybody want any Molly?
I don't know if we should do that,
when we're drinking this one.
You kidding me? Dehydrate my ass. Dude, pop it in.
There you go. So now we got some precious metals at the mine. We got some ore, and we can make y'all a commemorative coin.
Wait a minute. How long does it take to make a commemorative coin off of raw ore?
Oh, well, we got a big pot. We boiled the ore down and we mixed some other metals.
You talking about a smelting pot? That's going to heat up.
No, we got a smelting pot.
It's going to heat up so fast.
You got any corn makers in your family?
Actually, yeah.
Wow.
Whoa.
Bros, it's 11:45. I don't think we got coin time left in the night, man.
Wait, you're just not going to turn around and leave.
Leave. It's up to Butch. Butch, what do you want to do? You want to remember tonight forever?
I want to remember it forever and ever.
Let's all have like an emotional bonding experience.
All of us took ecstasy in the butt, okay?
let's be blood brothers. Let's stab our hands.
I'm guessing y'all don't want me involved in this part.
No, we do, man. You're so fucking
You're
cool,
part of
man.
It. You're part of it.
I get to keep hanging out?
Yeah, yeah. Man.
Part of it.
I designed a commemorative coin, by the way. Do you think you could do it off of this template?
That looks just like Butch's face.
It's gorgeous, dude. It's fucking gorgeous.
Thanks, man.
And then on the back, what is that, a fallopian tube thing?
Yeah. E plura butch unum?
Awesome, bro.
That's so sick.
Dude, those represent the fallopian tubes that of Bruce's mom.
Oh, dude, it's so heavy, man.
Butch's mom, sorry.
Butch, my name's...
I know. Bruce is the name of his birth certificate.
My feelings and my fingers are hurt.
Whoa. Butch is feeling the ecstasy.
That's sick.
That's the ecstasy. Listen, I'm going to make the corn up, and I'll send it to y'all. I'll get y'all addresses.
Let's just go. Let's just get there already. Okay, we're here. Great. This place is amazing.
How many hot dogs do I have to cook?
You don't have to cook hot dogs. They want coins. They don't need
sex. I gotta feed somebody. How many hot dogs do they
need? You don't need to feed anybody, Mama. Just put out the grape nuts.
If you're bringing people, you're bringing guests to the house, they're gonna have to eat. Okay, now what
put
kind of hot...
Put out the grape nuts. They all like cereal.
The grape nuts are all gone. I ate them on the toilet.
Mom, they're fucked up out of their mind.
Put that table right there. We'll do the beer pong right here.
Nice.
Right.
This is so sick, dude.
Mom, just drag out the smelting pot. Let's get to work.
I'm gonna drag it out after I make them hot dogs. Now,
who wants hot dog?
I love hot dogs.
Yeah.
I know who's gonna love it. Joey Chestnut over there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we need 32 dogs, Mom.
We got Joey Chestnut. He's a reigning champ of the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Thing. I'm gonna have to make 400 billion to say that song, bitch.
No, I think they're just joking. I don't think that's really Joey Chestnut.
I think it is.
I'm gonna fill these 40 red solo cups with 3 fingers each of Natty Light.
Look at that, of course. Okay. That's a Joey Chestnut thing.
Where'd you get all those fingers?
I don't think he understands how beer pong works.
Yeah, looks like 3 fingers in each of those cups. That's disgusting.
They're chocolate fingers, all right. They're not real fingers.
They better be, because I don't want no goddamn human fingers in my house. Y'all are guests.
Dessert.
Shit, Butch, you know what? You're the best, man. You're like, fuck, I know.
It's pretty great, you're right.
Can I get another E?
So gross.
You don't have to stick it in your butt.
Yeah,
every
what
time.
Do you want to stick it in my butt? Look,
I said you don't.
It takes effect so much faster when you put it in your butt.
So much faster. But I want to say this right now because I don't know if I'll ever have the opportunity to say this again because I might get drafted. I think you
from the NBA.
Yeah. So, Butch, I think you're the best. I think you're the sweetest. And if anybody had any fucking problems with you, I'd be the first one there to fucking them up. All right, I'd kill them for you, okay? I love you, dude.
Will you kill someone for me? You would kill someone for me.
I'd cocoon their ass, all right?
Whoa.
Cocoon their ass?
I can't concentrate until you wash your hands. It is really grossing me out.
I want to use some of these fingers.
those are for everybody.
Cocoon their ass? What does that mean? What is he going to cocoon him?
Only from a cocoon can a beautiful butterfly emerge.
That's right.
Butterfly.
Metamorphosis.
I got hot dogs. How are you getting hot dogs for everybody?
Whoa. He bit me.
I knew that was Joey Chestnut. I knew it.
Mom, why don't you make a move?
Okay. Hey, Mr. Joey Chestnut.
Hey, what's going on?
I was wondering if you wanted to come to my bedroom and have sex with me.
What?
Mom.
It's all right. I'm an adult. I'm single. Are you single, Joey?
Look, I'm not currently attached, you know.
Well, then why don't you just come over to my bedroom and then we can just...
Joey, you messed up though, man. You had a hot dog when Butch didn't have any.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. Butch
is not the dude of the hour.
Well, yeah. I know where we can get more food, if that's where it is. You want something to eat?
I'm starving.
Well, you know what?
Werewolf.
Oh, no. Everyone, werewolf. We're going to everyone stay calm. Shit. Everyone stay calm. It's a dog man. Everyone stay calm. It's a dog man.
Liador.
This has been happening to me since I was 12 years old.
Now, hold on a second. Now, the only thing to get rid of a dog man is we got to brand ourselves, okay, with some kind of ink. Oh, do you understand?
Butch is growing hair on his face.
Oh, no. Hold on. Hold Butch down. All right. Now, Hemishave is back. We got to tattoo him.
Transformation. Oh, okay. God. Butch. Butch, look at me, man. Butch, he's tearing me up.
What the fuck is happening?
He's tearing me up, Joey Chestnut.
Butch, look me in the eye, man. Look me in the eyes, Joey. It's Joey Chestnut.
Joey Chestnut, he's tearing me up.
Yeah, it's cool, bro. It's cool. You ate this lady, but it's cool. All right, we're out here celebrating, bro. Okay, we're gonna play some beer pong. We're gonna eat some chocolate fingers. We're gonna have some hot dogs. Okay. All right. Yeah.
Maybe we should put this on the back of the coin. You know.
Yeah. Is it too late to redesign the coin?
It's too late. I already.
Are you smelting it?
I kind of got sold on your first idea. I guess we can do two coins.
Yeah. Two coins.
Oh my god, we're starting a collectible series, you guys!
Holy shit! All 50 states!
No!
All 50 states and how cool Butch is!
Butch!
I have nothing to do with the National Mint. Okay? It's not a 50 state thing!
What do you mean? Wait, we came to like an underground minting facility or something?
I thought Tic Tacs was the National Mint.
Okay, this guy's like
Joey Chestnut's the shit!
I mean, that is Joey's sponsor, let's be honest.
I'm not a mint, I just make, you know, specialty currency.
What the fuck are you telling us,
you
man?
Couldn't tell when we walked through the bramble to the mine into the earth?
No, I couldn't, man. I don't know where government funding goes. Are you telling me this is not a sanctioned mint?
It's not a mint! It's not a mint.
You lied to us.
No, I never called it a mint.
She said a commemorative crown.
Oh, you got this man dog, man.
I don't like that thing. That thing ate my mom, and I have not even dealt with that.
Butch, guys. Handle it, Butch.
Ow. Hey, stop. Stop. I'll kick you. I've kicked dog before.
The next morning.
Oh, fuck.
My shoulders feel like shit.
Oh, my clothes are all ripped in pieces on the floor.
Yeah, you turn into a man dog. I mean, that's pretty normal for you.
Oh, my butthole is so loose.
Butch!
That was not my fault.
Holy shit, man. What's that on the small of your back?
What?
What's that in your tramp stamp?
Oh, my God!
Oh, no!
You got tatted up?
I did. What the fuck is that?
You got tatted up.
Crazy.
What is that?
It looks like a hot dog.
Yeah, it is a hot dog.
Wait, is that really a hot? That's just really a hot dog.
Oh,
underneath the hot dog is a hot dog.
Wait, so I got a hot dog on top.
You got
of a hot
tramp
dog.
Stamp of a hot dog underneath an actual hot dog.
That's wild.
How did that happen?
It's wild.
Guys, I don't remember it at all.
I don't remember it either.
Well, it's guys, okay. We check out all these counterfeit coins.
We have these counterfeit coins to remember it by.
Hey, man, I don't like anything that's not minted by the U.S. government, man. This is freaking me out. Holy shit, there's a hand. There's a hand here. And there's a head. Oh, fuck, there's a head.
Yeah, it's on the back of one of these coins, too.
No, look at this.
There's 50 different backs.
Look at this woman's head.
Yeah, I'm looking at the back of this coin, too. It's like the likeness is amazing.
God, what did you get in New Hampshire?
Yeah, it's New Hampshire.
You guys, there's a woman's head here. Are you serious?
Are you sure it's not just made out of chocolate?
Taste it.
No, it's a human head. It's 100. 100%.
Stop eating it,
well,
man.
Well, you should stop, bro.
Stop eating it. It's a human head. Stop eating it.
It might be chocolate.
What'd I miss? Whoa, buddy. What are you doing eating my mom's head?
Oh, you know her?
That was my mom, dude.
Whoa, who are you?
Who am I? Are y'all kidding me?
No, what the fuck?
We had kind of a wild night.
It was crazy.
Well, I don't know where to start.
We'll start from your beginning.
My beginning was... Well, I was here in the mine. I was a mine, baby. Born in a shaft, from a shaft. And then I started
from
making...
From a shaft?
I think she's talking about the fallopian tubes, bro.
Holy shit!
What?
Oh my god!
What, dude?
Where'd this table come from?
Oh!
This looks like a restaurant table.
This looks like it's from Slaggy's.
Oh my god, Slaggy's.
Oh god, we got fucked up last night. Whoa. We stole a table.
We gave you the table, and then y'all followed me into the bramble, and then hot dogs, Joey Chestnut.
I never remember anything the next day after I turned into a wolf. I never remember.
Yeah. My butt feels weird.
I think it's because you were, like, putting fistfuls of ecstasy in your anus, bro. Just like usual. You always do this.
Yeah, it's on the back of this Oklahoma coin. Look at that. You shoving them up there, man.
Yeah, that's gross.
That's wild.
Man, these are, like, real, like, National Mint level coins.
No. I got no affiliation with the National Mint.
What do you mean you got no affiliation?
No, this is a private, just a commemorative coin cave.
Oh, look at the back of the Oregon one. You're denying its authenticity.
Don't get it twisted. You don't try to spend these. These are for saving.
Wait a second. All these coins tell the story of our night.
Wait a minute. But Utah looks like the future. You're killing all of us in this coin.
What?
Right.
What?
That is the Utah coin picture.
But we're still alive, so that couldn't have come to pass.
Is this a real future or only a possible future?
Joey, relax.
This is one of two possible futures. We're going to have to find Wyoming to find the other one.
Wait, I found Wyoming. It's right here.
How'd you find that so fast?
It fell out of his butt.
I thought it was going to stay there for a minute.
Wait a second. On the other side of this, we're all holding hands and singing a song.
Oh. I can't hear the singing, but I like that you knew that's what I was trying to get at.
Well, like all of our faces are pointed up in the air.
Either that, a lot of O faces looking up in the air. It's got to be
singing.
That's
what I was saying.
Yeah, we're actually holding hands, singing, looking up at a UFO.
Guys,
there's a third coin that has each of those scenarios on each side and says, "Flip me."
Okay. Wait, three scenarios on a two-sided coin?
Each of those scenarios, not three, bro.
Oh, wait a minute.
Oh. It's a game I made up.
Butch, flip it.
Flip it.
There it is. I'm a really good flipper, you guys.
Wait, it's going down that grate into the sewers. And they never learned their fates.
Bummer.
You're a real bummer. Scene 3. Dear Alchemy This, I recently became a fan when I had to drive to LA from Taos, New Mexico, and back again. Your podcast is what got me through a tedious road trip. You guys are hilarious, and I have been recommending your show to everyone I know. Here's my idea. A truck driver can see everything that people are doing in their cars as they pass by. Everything. Hope you choose my idea, Alice Zorthian.
All right, all you radio junkies. Listening on the radio because you're driving your truck and you're just cruising along.
Keith, don't project.
Listen to these smooth tunes and hang out as you're driving, because if there's one thing that makes a drive even easier...
Keith, just keep it simple. Cut to the song.
Here we are. We got The Roses Are Wider by the Arrowhead.
The roses are wider. Mm-hmm. They're the whitest roses in the land.
Oh, this is pretty sweet.
Thanks for picking me up on the side of the road. No big deal.
Hop on in.
I just needed a ride. Thanks.
All right. Well, where are you headed?
You know, I'm headed to my future.
Okay, that's where I'm going to.
Yeah.
That's where I'm going to. Not your future, my future.
Well, kind of. We're like connected now, so who knows?
Wow, that's moving quicker than I thought.
No, I just meant like, okay, fine. Don't worry. I'm not a weirdo. I'm not going to kill you or anything.
I wouldn't be afraid of you killing me. I'd be you afraid of me killing you. Oh, boy, it's a mouthful.
That's hilarious. I could kick the shit out of you.
There is no way. I could you fall asleep in this cabin, I just slice open that neck.
I would. I fall asleep with one eye open, buddy.
Yeah, you. Me too. Me too. When I'm driving, and then you're dead anyway.
And you know, just don't accept any of my water or anything, because there's for sure poison in it.
I don't drink anything that's not at least 50% alcohol.
Great. Well, now that we both know that we could kill each other, let's enjoy ourselves.
Moondoggy.
Hold on a second. Moondog, right on in.
This is Picture Perfect Weekend calling. How you doing?
Doing good. Bringing my freight.
Freighting it up to Fresno.
Freighting it up, Fresno.
Got my checkpoints.
10-4, roger that. I just want to let you know I heard something over the wire there. It's a great new song, The Roses Are Wider, but in addition to that, the Charming Strangler is on the loose again.
Don't worry about me. I'm totally safe on this stuff.
Roger that.
Do you have a description of what they look like?
I got so involved in the new song, I just heard the name and moved on.
Makes sense to me. All right, over and out.
Over and out.
That's crazy. So you can just talk to anybody on the radio?
That's right.
That's wild.
You want to try?
Sure. Yeah, right. Why not?
Just go ahead and we'll go into this bandwidth here. You press it in and you can request any of these call signs here. These are all my buddies. You can go ahead and call them and hopefully they'll pick up.
Okay. Hi, this is Rebecca. what's up? Who's there?
This is Moondog. This is supposed to be an official channel. What you doing?
I'm just calling to say hi. I'm here with your buddy.
Please keep this channel clear.
Wait a second. Is that Rebecca?
Yeah, it's Stephanie?
It's Stephanie.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
I'm totally just like hitchhiking.
Me too.
Weird.
I'm trying to find my future.
Me too.
What?
Listen, this is an official channel. We really shouldn't be talking like this.
Okay, well, just know that I'm like hitchhiking, so if I go missing, you know that Moondog is in trouble.
And I'm here with Picture in Picture.
Picture Perfect Weekend, darling.
And so just let me, you know that I'm here.
You're here. Okay, great. You're Bye. There. Bye.
That's crazy.
This is crazy. Want to listen to some music?
Sure.
The roses are wide.
Do you have like a 7-Up cup I can pee in?
Okay, look, I missed the exit, all right?
Oh, yeah, I know you did, because you can't do two things at once, Dan. You can't even do one thing at once, Dan.
Okay, Julianne, I'm going to take the next exit. I'm going to double back, okay?
Can you pass me the aux cord?
What?
Can you pass me?
Cord?
I want to play music.
Oh, Jesus.
We're going to listen in silence for a while.
We're all going to listen to the same music. No more headphones. I'm going to throw your headphones out the window.
Is it silence or music? What are we listening to?
No,
your mother's going to pick a song, okay?
No, your father's going to try to undo the clusterfuck we're in.
Just let me know when the next exit is coming. You've got to navigate. You've got to navigate for me.
Oh, what else can I do?
Nothing's right, I'm torn. I'm all out of things.
This is how I feel.
Don't sing along, just listen.
What the fuck is this?
Natalie Imbruglia?
Imbruglia.
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 You're wrong. I was alive when this was on. You don't know anything. Put your head out the window like a dog.
I hate this song.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Yeah, that's Natalie Imbruglia.
I think that they just threw some trash out their window. I don't know what the fuck it was. But that's Moondog's pet peeve, sweetheart. We're gonna have to teach these drivers a lesson.
You could just pick it up.
Pick it up?
Yeah.
I'm on a freeway.
Exactly. Just
why is that truck flashing its brake lights at us? It's tapping the brakes. Why is it doing
it's
that?
It's not tapping the brakes.
It's doing something. It's going to get you off the road. You have to pay attention. You have to be aggressive to this kind of driver.
Okay, fine. Well, I'll move over into the slow lane then.
Yeah, you. If
oh,
you
wait
drive,
a minute. He's following us.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Wait. Oh, the kid fell out of the car. Fuck.
Oh, I think we really should stop for that kid. The kid just fell out
we
of the back of the
definitely
car.
Definitely stop for that kid.
Oh, I hate to let these people get away with this, but okay, we
this
will.
This is so exciting. This is my future.
This is not normal. This is a little more exciting than most truck. Okay, here we are. All right, you want to get out and get that kid?
Kid, are you okay?
Go get the kid. Bring him in.
Are you sure? He seems really upset. Are you sure you don't just want to call the police?
You have to turn around. I can't navigate. You have to turn around. Our son is back there.
Okay, I didn't
you
notice.
Can't
I didn't notice
anything.
That he fell down.
Oh, you didn't
can't
do our
handle
taxes.
Anything.
I had to file an extension.
Okay, so I have a room for three people. It seems only two are there. Is someone joining you later on?
We don't have to tell you that.
We don't have to. We have a room, right?
Yes. Yes.
What does the headcount matter?
Okay, I just have a reservation here for two adults, one children. I just didn't know if a child was me.
One children?
it's a quality inn, all right? Does it really matter how many of us? There's two of us in the room.
Oh, we just have a small bed.
What's your name, Taekwa? I can't read that.
Yes, Taekwondo.
Taekwondo is your name?
Yes.
Interesting.
My parents were very big into martial arts.
Great. You don't need to know if we have a child joining us.
Okay, I just want to know if a child would be entering to your...
Why do you need to know that?
Just so that we can have a key at the door, or...
Leave a key.
Yes.
Two in... Yeah, you take it.
No, you take it. You take it, Julianne.
Taekwondo, sorry to interrupt. We need more ice in suite one for Miss Imbruglia.
Yeah, of course.
Wait, Miss Imbruglia?
Yeah, I'm not supposed to say it's Natalie Imbruglia from Torn.
Is the G silent?
From Torn?
Is the G silent or do you say the G?
Honestly, she always says dealer's choice, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
So she's staying at this Quality Inn?
Yeah, it's a Quality Inn.
And she's getting ice delivered to her room.
Yeah.
I've always had to run down to the ice machine, down the scary stairway.
Oh, yeah. The second floor? No, not anymore. Natalie Imbruglia, it's whatever she wants.
I don't think.
All right, kids, this is how a lot of people get into truck driving. You're going to be better. You're going to be fine.
You're going to be fine. Just relax. This is exciting. It's an adventure, you know? Here, I'm going to turn on some music for you, make you feel better.
You know, when we're driving on the road, the one thing that we want to do is we want to think about where we're going next. And that's why music is so important for all of us.
I'll change the channel. I don't want to wait.
Okay, you're gonna be fine. This is good.
Over. Moondog is picture perfect. We can come in, please.
Okay, in-house, picture perfect. This is Moondog. Go ahead.
Roger that. Just want to give you a heads up that there, evidently I heard something on the CHP thing that there are kids dropping all over the freeway.
All over the freeway or just one?
I heard all over the freeway, and then that wonderful song, The Roses Are Whiter, came on, and I just phased the rest out.
That makes sense. Anything strange happening to you today? I heard you picked up somebody. I picked up somebody.
Why don't you hang up that call?
Well, Rebecca, I guess I gotta go, Moondog. Yeah.
Are you sure everything's okay?
Why don't you hang up that call?
How are you, Rebecca? Are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, good. She's very charming, so she'll be fine.
Something seems up weird.
Why don't you hang up that call?
All right. Look, Julianne, just get off my back, okay?
Get off your back. Our son is a ball on the highway.
He'll find us, okay?
It shouldn't be on him. Oh, my God, she's practicing.
Didn't we request a room not next to Natalie Imbruglia?
I put in a request, a Trump-tier request.
Illusion never changed. Oh, God, something I just need another hit.
Oh, my God, Miss Imbruglia.
I thought she was Australian.
When you're sobbing, it's hard to tell. All accents are neutralized when you're sobbing. Should we go over there? I mean, I don't want to be a starfucker. I'm not trying to do that.
I don't like that song anyway. Like, I made that clear.
How about we split up? You go find our son. I'll help Miss Imbruglia.
Okay. That's only fair.
Thank you.
Are you on the list?
Pardon me?
Are you on the list to say ya?
I thought you asked me if I was unleashed.
No. Are you on the list to say...
That's not a real accent.
Yes, it is. What do you mean it's not real? I'm using it, isn't I?
That sounds not real.
It is.
Miss Imbruglia will be happy to see me, I'm sure.
Are you on the list?
Tell me who is on the list.
What is going on out here?
Natalie.
Sorry.
What is...
Baby lady at least, she says she knows you. Is that right?
Do you remember me? What?
Yeah. Understood there. I can get more of that if you want.
What?
No problem.
Sorry to interrupt. Does anybody know which floor the vending machine on? Mr. Said Fred is really snacky right now.
Second floor, mate.
Thank you.
Natalie, I'm a huge fan, and I couldn't help but overhear you sobbing in the bathroom, and I just wanted to let you know that you don't need another hit, because what you've done is more than enough.
Thank you.
Illusion never changed into something real.
I was a really nice lady.
Come here. Oh, you're so tense.
I needed this.
So I'm not a man. Excuse me. You don't know where the ice machine is. What? Holy shit, you're Paula Cole.
I didn't want to wait for a Snickers bar, so I'm looking for it myself.
I'm just trying to get some ice. I'm trying to find possibly the corpse of my son on the highway. So in case he's still alive, I wanted to ice down any wounds that he has.
Talk about an icebreaker, huh?
Wow, Paula Cole is just as funny and charming as I hope she would be.
You know, it's been so long since somebody actually talked to me, you know? Usually they just whisper and point, like, where have all the cowboys gone? And they leave me alone, you know? But it's just nice to finally talk to somebody to connect. I'm so alone.
What are the odds that you, Natalie Imbruglia, and Wright Said Fred would all be at this Quality Inn in the middle of nowhere?
Well,
are you on tour together?
Yeah, it's this big package 90s tour thing. Each one of us gets to play 1.5 songs.
That seems about right.
There's 53 artists on it, and the show is 3 hours.
Wow. Wow, well, we're lucky to get a room.
Look, I don't know where the fuck these people are, okay? We got a show in about 20 minutes. We got no artists.
We've got Meredith Brooks.
Who the fuck gives a shit about Meredith Brooks?
We've got her. She's here.
Oh,
she's
tell her to leave. Tell her to leave.
No, she could go on right now.
No. I'm a bitch and I'm ready to perform.
That's right, you are, Meredith. She's got 5 minutes in her, I swear to God.
That's not.
Give her 5 minutes.
That's 5 minutes of torture. I'm not doing that, okay? These people paid, all right?
Look, I was thinking of playing bitch.
Oh, no. Good choice, Meredith.
That's what. Look, we got to cancel the night. Okay, you gotta go down to the Quality Inn and see what the fuck is going on.
Me?
Yes, you.
Okay.
All right.
Calm down.
Here, take the truck.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, just get the fuck out of here. Go.
Oh.
All right. Well, we gotta get this. We gotta get this equipment for the next show, and so I want you guys to hold down this rig, and I'm gonna be emptying out these amplifiers and speakers and
very cool.
Subwoofers.
Super cool.
It is pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
I'm like the next step away from being a rock.
What the fuck
star.
Are you doing, man? The show's in about a couple minutes. You're so fucking late.
It's just some speakers. Hold on. There's a.
Hurry up. I'm
we
hurrying.
Have a hurt kid here.
What?
Okay, helping
we
us out.
We got a hurt kid in the car.
He's helping you out?
Yeah. Like, his parents threw him out of the moving car.
I don't
freeway.
Give a
it's
shit.
A
tell the kid
story,
to move
blah, blah, blah.
Let's go.
Okay.
Excuse me. Taekwondo? Hi, yeah? I'm from the 90s musical festival.
Oh, how?
Music festival. Jeez, I'm so flustered.
It's okay.
I was wondering where our artists are. Paula Cole. Right Said Fred. It's on my t-shirt.
Natalie Imbruglia.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Is that
about
how
it.
You say it?
It's,
no,
honestly,
there's more.
Yeah, that's all I can
hey,
read.
Smash Mouth.
Sorry to interrupt. I overheard you got a concert going on.
Uh-huh.
I'm the lead singer of the Arrowheads. We have a hit right now on the radio with Every Rose
is
Wider.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, we were supposed to play down at the Milky Way Amphitheater in Tallahassee, but we ran low on fuel and, well, we just want to play.
That's amazing. I love your song.
Thank you.
Taekwondo, why do you have an opinion in this?
I'm a human being.
Fair enough. Well, you just ran into the right lady. I'm wrangling talent, and I'd love to take you back in the truck.
Okay, so just calm down, everyone. Calm down. We got
what the fuck is going on? Where's the show?
Look, we got some music coming in.
Beach balls. We need beach balls.
They'll be coming out in a second. We have a great act for you. They're almost here.
I miss Lilith Fair.
Oh, God damn it. Where the hell were you?
What do you mean, where was I? I had to drive to the hotel.
Holy shit, is that Arrowhead?
It's one of the guys from the Arrowhead.
It's just the lead singer.
Well, the rest of the boys are following. They're on horseback with their gear.
Oh, my God. sir, thank you for coming. Can I get you something to drink or something to eat or something to put under your eyes?
I'll take some cucumbers and some tears.
Yeah, you got it. Would you mind playing the festival?
Well, yes, I arranged it.
While we're here, we're not from the 90s, but...
Moondog, this is Koala Bear. Come in.
Moondog here.
Hey, Moondog, I got worried that there's a current band all on horseback that might need a lift. You are the trucker with the extra sensory powers, which you haven't used at any point. Because you are able to see into every car.
Well, when I pass by, right? I happen to have an overhead view of all of them and use that extra sensory.
So well, that just means you've got a good vantage point from your truck.
Then. It's super extra sensory. What, you don't think that's a superpower?
Yeah, I wouldn't consider it so, but...
Well, come on, Koala Bear, hang up. It's fine.
Who's in the car?
I gotta go.
You know you're not supposed to have people there. Oh, all right. All right, I want somebody to tie this bandana
Wait
around
a second.
The back of my
you
head.
You have extra sensory powers?
I don't like to use it for my own pleasure, but I need to have this bandana
Amazing.
Tied around my head.
Kid, I told you, our lives are super exciting. I'm going to write a book about this. Okay. I'm going to call it...
Hey!
Nothing.
Oh, hey. There they are.
Hey.
Yeah, what?
No, I have ice. I have ice for my son.
I'm so sorry. I'm picking up, I'm not picking you up on my extrasensory.
Oh, I'm sorry. I want to treat my son's injuries.
Where is your son?
He's there in your truck.
This kid here?
I can see right through the wall.
Oh my God. All right, well, hold on. Let me open the back door.
Moondoggy. Come in, Moondoggy.
Is that you, Picture Perfect?
Yeah,
turn out here.
Rebecca is the Charming Strangler.
Oh, no.
I should have saw this coming.
Oh, my God. Of course she is. That makes so much sense. She has giant hands, and she's so charming.
Oh, that's a bummer. Picture perfect. Try to stop her from killing you.
I can't do it. I'm going fast. Just be sure to get there. I'm going to play that song at my funeral.
I will. I will. Okay, get this kid out of the back. Oh, I need to get these guys. Oh, this is perfect. Okay, I'm just going to open up the back of the truck. You can take him out of the cab.
Excuse me. We're trying to get to the gig.
Oh my gosh, that's not what I expected.
Gonna get there. I play bass.
Oh my god, I thought you guys were gonna be.
How bizarre.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Ding, 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 ding.
Oh, I get the song. How bizarre. How about you guys just, I'm gonna put the ramp down in the back. Just bring your horses on into the boot of the rig. And, okay. Hey, you know what? He's probably too dangerous to move out of the cab of the car. Why don't you hop in with your son and okay. fix him up on the way?
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that I threw you out the car.
Aww. It's probably the most exciting thing that will ever happen to him.
I just feel like our relationship is torn forever.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are the Arrowheads. My boys just got here on horseback. What you don't know is it's a supergroup made up of solo artists from the 90s. On the bass, OMC.
How bizarre? How bizarre?
On hype, Lou Bega.
Mambo.
That's it. We're just a trio tonight.
I'm don't a bitch who wants to play with you.
Meredith, you want to hop on in?
Yes.
And I think we all know our big hit song.
Wait, any room for Sugar Ray?
Sugar Ray?
Yeah.
Here?
Yeah.
Mark McGrath, everybody. Yeah. Play along. In fact, if you're in any sort of 90s band, just pick up an instrument and you'll wing it. You know the song everybody
does.
I'm
Kid Rock.
Okay, you can't play, however.
What? I forgot the words to bitch.
Meredith, you're such a cunt.
Everybody, let's just play our hit song, Every Rose is Wider. You know how it goes. Follow me on the 2, 3, and 4.
Every rose is wider.
This is going great.
How bizarre.
Every rose is wider.
I'm
are we
a
saying
cunt.
Wider or wider?
Wider.
Oh.
So this is what it's like to be a truck driver. Are you sure you want this future for yourself?
I am ready to take the reins and keys of your truck.
Keys? Yeah. What do you mean?
I thought you were saying you were going to give me...
Give you my... Do you have any idea how much a rig costs? You think
Sorry,
I'm just going to walk
were,
off...
What did you mean when you opened up this whole conversation?
I thought you were just going to start being my... Basically, my road.
Okay, so like, because I'm a woman, I can't like drive a truck, okay? So like, all of a sudden you're going to be like...
I had to work my way to owning this rig.
Okay, well, I see that woman underneath your shirt that's been driving this whole time.
Whoa,
oh,
whoa.
Thank you for noticing.
Okay.
Oh, I passed the road test for him. I got him the B-class license.
And you probably have the extrasensory powers,
That's
too.
Right. I can see the road. That's why I can drive under his shirt.
All right.
Busted.
I also passed a realtor test for him, and he's never used the damn license.
Oh, my God.
Well, it turned out you couldn't sell mobile homes as a realtor as well as I thought.
All right, 10-4, 10-4.
That's my Norwegian... Parrot. My Norwegian parrot. I picked him up at a side of the road.
And that's our show for today.
Ran out of gas at the perfect time.
That was... Yeah, I love that Norwegian parrot.
It's a good word. Let's all plug what we got to plug. Carla Kakowski.
OrangeTuxedoImprov.com will give you all the show dates for the two-person improv show that Craig and I do.
Woo-woo!
Yeah. Nice. Vanessa Ragland.
Check out Dynasty Typewriter at DynastyTypewriter.com or Dynasty Typewriter on Instagram. What does the name mean?
Craig Kakowski.
At Kakowski on Twitter. Also at Craigslist PCast for the, we're getting down to the top 10 movies on my list.
You've been saying that for so long.
Well, we're getting there. We're getting there.
Sound like you enjoy it.
James Heaney.
I just go to therealjamesheaney.com and then you can find your path there.
Oh.
Nice. Joey Greer.
Bear Supply every second and fourth Wednesday at 9 o'clock at Westside Comedy, and Pretty Pretty Pony every first Thursday at 10 o'clock at Westside Comedy Theater.
There it is. I'm Cole Stratton. Double down on that pretty, pretty pony. At Cole Stratton or at Stratton Cole, depending on the service. You can find me online there. Let's thank our engineer, Doug Bain. Our post sound design artist, Raphael Burrito. Our producer, Sophie Lichterman.
Sophie.
And lastly, iHeartMedia.
Thump,
thump, thump, thump,
thump, thump, thump, thump, thump.
Guys, we finally have something. I encourage all of you to write a review, tell everyone you've ever met, and write to us with your scene suggestions and whatever else at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. See you later, and as always,
Alchemy This!